fallen on from a track by Meth Ethel that I'm quite sure everyone in the whole world knows. It is Ubu, and before that was Mbaki, a track that features Delray Morrison and Kobe Morrison. We are talking all things arts and culture, and we have with us the artist behind a new exhibition happening out at Midland. It is an exhibition that is categorised as steampunk. It's called Metallic Morphology, and it's an exhibition by Vince Austin at the Powerhouse Midland Railway Workshops. Vince, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Bex. Nice to be here.
So tell me what it means to create works that are steampunk. Like, what does that word mean?
Well, firstly, I guess I would class myself as a generically an artist first and foremost. Steampunk is a genre that I'm exploring at the moment, and I guess it's classified as Victorian futurism, the allusion towards function from a purely mechanical approach. That's my interpretation of it, I would say, my observation, and kind of how I like to express myself. So I use that kind of alluded functionality in a historical Victorian sort of fashion. A bit Jules Verne kind of approach to things.
So, like, I see a lot of cogs and a lot of, like, hot air balloons and people with, like, those big old goggles on their head and leather and metal.
Yeah, so you've Googled cosplay by the sound of things, all right? Which is part of...
I don't need to Google cosplay.
the first thing that would probably come up on Google when you put steampunk in is a top hat with some kind of elaborate mechanical goggles.
Oh, see, I missed the top hat out of the description.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's the very much the cosplay side of things is really popular at the moment, and that's definitely leather waistcoats, almost a little bit burlesque and ruggedly mechanical, brassy, coppery kind of look. And yes, hot air balloons, the good old octopus, are iconic in the steampunk culture. I myself have a submarine, which again is, I think, has some steampunk legacy behind it, as far as the Jules Verne thing goes. It's called the Subliminator. That's on display at the Midland Railway Powerhouse, which is at the end of Blacksmith Lane. So that's where you've got to find it. It's right in the middle of the Midland Railway complex. There's a little sandwich board advertising where it is. So if you get lost, which a few people have done already, to ask somebody.
It is a bit tricky. It's on the hospital side of the railway. This submarine, I have some questions about the submarine. Is it the size of a submarine?
Well, no. Well, it's about probably about 1600 mil long. So it's a model of the submarine, if you like, or it represents ideas of the mechanical Victorian submarine. If it were to have happened back then, this is what it might have looked like. If you like, that's possibly a way of looking at it. It's called the Subliminator. There's a clue in the title. It's quite sublime.
Oh, amazing! I completely missed the reference.
Well, you must come to the exhibition and have a little peek for yourself.
Something I do not miss the reference for is Jemima the Steampunk Dalek.
Jemima is the Steampunk Dalek. She's about 2.1 metres tall, and she's fully automated. So I jump inside, drive her around. She has a 24-volt running gear, so she has a massive 6 k's an hour flat out. Voice modulation, all the parts move. The only thing she doesn't do particularly convincingly is fully exterminate you. But so, you might get partially exterminated, or exterminized, as I like to say, just to avoid any copyright issues.
I mean, you disappointed me when I found out I couldn't climb into the Subliminator, but I am won over again by the potential of Jemima the Steampunk Dalek. Will that also be on display Where can people find it?
Yes, but she's there guarding the entrance, presiding over all the affairs that happen in the gallery. And she's there for the next 10 days up to the 24th. So come down and meet her. Yeah. Occasionally I jump inside and have a bit of a drive around. It's good fun because I could really get stuck into my alter ego and demand that puny humans move aside and or they'll be exterminated, etc., etc. Yeah, so it's fun. It's as much fun on the inside as Jemima is on the outside.
And because we're friends now, you'll let me go inside it as well.
Well, if you can do the Dalek yoga position, which you have to do in order to get through the tiny little door at the back, then good luck, because I don't think it's doing my back much good, but I'm pretty good at that particular move now. Trust me, it is a wiggle to get into Jemima.
If you've just tuned in, we are speaking to Vince Austin about his exhibition, Metallic Morphology. It's happening at the Midland Railway Workshops at the Powerhouse. Vince, your sculptures are very whimsical and far more shiny than I expected them to be. What was it that kind of drew you to this idea of creating sculptures that have that steampunk element?
I think, Beck, it's pretty much the my love of the palette, I guess. And the steampunk palette is brass, copper, leather, wood, those sort of umbry, earthy tones that just marry together really nicely. And I've kind of added a touch of chromium, of silver, of aluminium, that kind of a stainless kind of look as well, which is what is prevalent in the newer works. Because I did in previous works avoid, you know, putting in the silver tones, and just kept it to that classic, you know, leathery, you know, black, brown, copper, brass kind of part. So the shiny silver aspect is a bit of it's almost an evolution from steampunk to cyberpunk. Yes, Google
right.
That. Cyberpunk's a little bit more. Futuristic than steampunk.
These works have a real personality about them. How do you decide how you're going to name each work? When do they say to you, this is who I am?
Interesting. Sometimes, that's a really good question. The name kind of evolves during the creative process. Quite often, the actual items that I have in stock are the inspiration for the sculpture itself, and they kind of they multi-layer one on top of the other until they form this completed artwork, each one being an inspirational component to the next. And it's only when, you know, part 26 is attached that part 27 becomes apparent. And the secret is, I guess, is in how to actually attach these items together, because, you know, you can't weld, brass to stainless steel to aluminium, you know, it all has to be. So that's the tricky part. And it also plays a small part in the decision-making process as to how these components are attached. And ultimately, works that I've completed with a title in mind, towards their completion, you know, that title becomes less relevant, and suddenly a complete new approach, title-wise, appears. Yeah, it's a strange process. It's in the past I've done a lot of wood carving and painting where the outcome is most definitely predetermined. I have a reference picture or a model or something to refer to. But these works they almost generate themselves. I'm simply the medium or the conduit through which they are manifested. So I like that, and I also like the fact about them that they're completely unique. They're the only one in the universe. They're unreplicatable. You can't press, you know, click on the photocopier and bust out a few copies of the painting, as it were. These, you can't 3D carve it. You have to source all the items. You have to arrange them in this particular way, and you have to be able to attach them in this particular way. So I'm sure AI will nail my game eventually, but I think I'm going to stay ahead of the robots for a little bit longer.
In the meantime,
robots, ironically.
In the meantime, people can check out your work at the Powerhouse at Midland Railway Workshops between today and the 23rd of June.
Yeah, that's right. Between 3 and 11 daily.
Well, the other way around.
Between 11. Sorry, you're right. Yes, 11 and 3 daily. I'll be there and come in, have a look, ask some questions, and buy something. Perhaps, you know, if you like. I mean, if you feel compelled, don't fight the urge. Give me your money. Keep art alive.
Head down and check it out. Vince, thanks so much for making the time to talk to us today.
Yes, thank you, Beck. It's been great.
You are listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman. It has just gone 10 o'clock. Coming up this hour, we are going to be finding out about a new production that's happening out in Melville. The City of Melville and Big Heart are presenting the Perth premiere of Jabi Flood Country. We are also going to be having a chat to Carol Young,